And is Pamela Pilocki here? Our credentials report. And if you could work your way around the table. It's a long table.
She's at the table with us.
Oh, good. Okay. It's all yours, Pamela. Go ahead and do the credentials report.
I wanted to first thank Dean for taking that presidential license and switching the form for the agenda around, because I needed to step out and it gave me a chance to do that, and now I concentrate. Thank you very much. We had most attendance was good today. We have a few issues here, but I'll go through it and let you know what they are. And after I call everybody, if I've missed anyone, any chapter, after we're finished, can you please let me know? And I'll make sure that we remedy that. First is the ACB Capital Chapter. The president is Paul Patchy, Jr. The delegate is Joni Patchy. The alternate is Eric Smiley. Members are 37. They have 7 votes. The nominating committee representative is Joni Patchy. Next is Active Blind Inland Valley Chapter. President Nell Emerson. Delegate Nellie Emerson. Alternate delegate is Nancy Younger. Number of members are 13. They have 5 votes, and nominating rep Nancy Younger. And if you guys need to correct me while I'm reading your information, you can, please. Alameda County Chapter, President Miss Fudge, Katrina McCurdy. And Delegate Katrina McCurdy. Alternate is none. Number of members are 10. 5 votes, and the nominated Katrina McCurdy. The next is Antelope Valley. They have not attended. Next is Association for Multicultural Concerns. The president is Lillian Scafey. Delegate is Foster Brown. Alternate is Don Brown, no relation. And number of members are 30, 5 votes, and the nominating rep is Don Brown. Next is Bayview Chapter. President Michael Kastner. Delegate Steve Fort. Alternate is none. We have 49 members, and number of votes, 10. Nominating committee rep is Steve Fort. Next is Braille Revival League of California. President Steve Fort. Delegate Marlene O'Neill. Alternate is Keith Johnson. Number of members are 45. 5 votes, and nominating committee Rep. Marlene O'Neill. Next is Butte County, and we have no representation. Next is California Council of the Blind Students, President Tuan Nguyen, Delegate Tuan Nguyen, Alternate Lena Dawes. Number of members are 10. Number of votes, 5. Nominating rep is Tuan Nguyen. Next is California Council of Citizens with Low Vision. President, my friend Bernice Kandarian. Delegate is Donna Sanchez. Alternate delegate is Dan Smith. Number of members are 83. They have 5 votes, and nominating rep is Bernice Kandarian. Okay, I'll try to talk louder. You don't want me to do that. California Library Users of California, President Judy Wilkinson, Delegate Judy Wilkinson, Alternate None. Number of members are 24. 5 votes. Nominating Committee Rep Judy Wilkinson. Can you hear me now? Okay, I hope my voice holds out. Coachella Valley chapter, we have no representation. Next is the Compton chapter. President Michael Richardson, Delegate Michael Richardson, Alternate Delegate Jeffrey Sims. Number of members are 40. 8 votes, Nominating Committee Rep Michael Richardson. Next is Contra Costa chapter. President Gabe Griffith, Delegate Gabe Griffith, Alternate Vita Zavali. Number of members are 14. They have 5 votes, and the nominating rep is Gabe Griffith. Next is East Los Angeles chapter. President Luis Herrera, Delegate Luis Herrera, Alternate Delegate Charles Navarrete. Number of members are 30. They have 6 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Luis Herrera. Next is the Fresno chapter. President is Roger Hood. Delegate is Nancy Engren. Alternate delegate is Nathan Romo. Number of members are 22. They have 5 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Nancy Engren. Next is the Glendale Burbank chapter. The president is Artis Bazin. Delegate is Artis Bazin. Alternate delegate is Teddy Joy Rimhill. Number of members are 35. They have 7 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Artis Bazin. I'm trying to catch my breath, you guys. Next is the Golden Gate chapter, and I didn't see anyone present this morning. And I understand we have someone present now. That's Dr. Jones? Thank you. So that would be President Dr. Martin Jones, Delegate Dr. Martin Jones, Alternate Foster Brown. Number of members are 22. They have 5 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Foster Brown. Is that information all correct? Thank you. Great. Yes.
I think Foster Brown was representing 2 different organizations, and is that, I don't believe that's permissible.
Correct. But
Roger, could you make a ruling as unofficial parliamentarian?
It's permissible to be on the nominating committee for one and alternate or delegate for another, but it's not permissible to be delegate for one and alternate for another.
Correct.
Because you might have to be voting for both on the same vote.
Yes. And that's what, do we have a situation?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah, unless it's nominating committee.
No, I don't believe it's nominating.
No, delegate.
Delegate and alternate. So there has to be a change.
Well, he's on the alternate. I mean, the nominating committee for the Golden Gate. Is that what you're talking about?
Multiculture.
AMC.
But it's nominating committee for. Is he alternate or is he nominating committee?
Alternate for both.
He can. Well, he can be. He can be nominating committee for one, but he can't.
No, we're not
be
talking about nominating committee at all. That's not an issue.
Okay.
So, one of the groups are going to have to choose a different alternate. So, why don't we?
Well, I need to know.
No alternate.
Okay, so for Golden Gate, you want me to indicate alternate none?
Correct.
I'll do that. Correct. Thank you. And I asked about that this morning, by the way. I was awake, and I didn't get a response. So I'll change it right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Mommy, you're not. Okay. Okay, we'll try to get back on track here. And thank you for catching me, you guys. Greater Bakersfield Council of the Blind, President Brandy Medkiff, Delegate Paul Leon, and alternate is Dane Geer. Number of members are 22. They have 5 votes, and the nominating committee rep is John Ross. Greater Long Beach Chapter, President Michael Kastner. Delegate is Robert Wendt. Alternate is none. Number of members are 23. They have 5 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Robert Wendt. Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake, Michael Kramer. You're right. Thank you for that correction. I have it that way. I just can't read. I can't, no. Greater Los Angeles Chapter, President is Pamela Metz. Delegate is Pamela Metz. Alternate is Lynn Coates. Number of members are 20. They have 5 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Pamela Hill Metz. That's how they have it on that portion. Guide Dog Users of California, President Mary Beth Randall. Delegate Mary Beth Randall. Alternate Ken Metz. Number of members are 15. Nominating committee rep Mary Beth Randall. High Desert Chapter, we don't have representation. Humboldt Council of the Blind, President James Forbes, Delegate Juliana Harris, alternate none. Number of members are 11. They have 5 votes, and nominating committee rep is Juliana Harris. Inland Empire Chapter. And I didn't see anyone this morning. Is there anyone here now from the Inland Empire Chapter? Hearing none, I will move on. Orientation Center of the Blind Alumni Association, President Judy Wilkinson. Delegate is Warren Cushman. Alternate is none. Number of members are 19. They have 5 votes, and nominating committee rep is Warren Cushman. Orange County Chapter, President Andrea Pitsenbarger. Delegate is Gail Crossan, excuse me. Alternate delegate is Debbie Kessler. Number of members are 23, and nominating committee rep is Debbie Kessler. Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California, President David Hanlon. Delegate is Paul Patchy Sr. Okay. Yes, there is. Alternate number of members, 13. Nominating committee is David Hanlon. Redwood Empire Council, President Kat Abbey. Delegate Gigi DeMarie. Alternate William Gillespie. Number of members are 28. They have 6 votes. And the nominating committee rep is William Gillespie. San Bernardino Chapter. And I didn't see anyone this morning. Is there anyone here now? San Bernardino Chapter. No? Okay. Okay, San Diego Braille Club, President George Drain, Delegate Charlene Arnelis, alternate is Joseph Lopez. Number of members are 28. They have 6 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Charlene Arnelis. San Diego Chapter, and I didn't see anyone this morning. Okay, who's that? Okay, thank you. So president is Larry Freeman. Delegate is Douglas Martin. Alternate is Patty Davis. Number of members are 23. They have 5 votes. And nominating committee rep is Doug Martin. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. San Francisco chapter. Yay. I'm not supposed to show that partiality there. President is Frank Welty. Delegate is Frank Welty. Alternate is Linda Perrell. Number of members are 33. So they have 7 votes, and the nominating rep is Frank Welty. Thank you. I think I know this chapter. San Gabriel Valley chapter. President is yours truly, Pamela Apology. Thank you. Thank you very much. Delegate is Bill Berry. Alternate is none. Number of members are 48. We have 10 votes, and the nominating committee rep is Bill Berry. Yes, he is. San Mateo County chapter. Is there someone here from San Mateo? San Mateo County chapter? Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Silicon Valley Council of the Blind. President Rob Turner, my predecessor. Delegate, let's see here. Can't read my own writing. Oh, I'm sorry. Delegate is Alice McGrath. Let's see. Who's the alternate, you guys? I see it. Okay. Thank you. And yes, I just can't read my writing here. I'm getting there. Members are 80. We won't. Number of votes are 16. And the nominating committee rep is Alice McGrath. Thank you. Let's see here. Solano County Council of the Blind. President Betty Christensen. Delegate Diane Phelps. Alternate is none. Number of members are 17. Nominating committee rep Diane Phelps. Oh, I'm sorry. 5 votes. I'm sorry. Number of members are 17. They have 5 votes. I'm sorry. Skip that. Yosemite Gateway is not here. Is there anyone I missed? Is there anyone? I beg your pardon? I will if you will. So what I'd like to do, hearing no that I've missed, is I'm going to go through the quick list of those who are not seated. And that would be Antelope Valley, Butte County, Coachella Valley, High Desert, Inland Empire Chapter, San Bernardino Chapter, San Mateo Chapter, let's see, and Yosemite Gateway. So I believe that's 8. So I just wanted to keep you abreast of that. So that concludes my report. I want to, if I may, I'd like to thank, firstly, Donna for entrusting me with this responsibility, and I'll try to be worthy of it. And I'd really like to thank Roger Peterson and Bernice for their encouragement, and most especially my dear friend Ed Branch, without whom I could not perform this responsibility. Before I leave you, I just want to please encourage you that when you have any questions, comments, concerns, or changes, even if it's before the convention, please call me and let me know. I'm happy to discuss and work with you and be flexible. You know, it's a real balancing act to try to do the parliamentarian right thing and yet be compassionate to those who have needs. So please do that. And with that, I just wanted to leave you with a little joke here. There's a family who has a little five-year-old son, and it's a hot August day, and they decide to have company over for dinner. So these people come over for dinner, and they're ready to sit down to eat. And the mother says to the little boy, Johnny, the five-year-old, Johnny, please say grace for us. And Johnny says, Mom, I don't know what to say. And she said, well, just say what I usually say. And he says, Dear Lord, why we have these people over for dinner on such a hot day? So with that, I want to thank you for your patience with me and indulging me. And I look forward to meeting the rest of you that I haven't. And I hope you guys have a wonderful convention. Thank you
okay.
so much.
I will entertain a motion to approve the Credentials Committee's report. Okay, the discussion, Kathy Skivers.
I just want to know who the other members of the committee
and
are.
And I apologize for that. My other committee member is Steve Fort, and I apologize, Steve. Believe me, it's not your lack of importance that caused that. It's my lack of sleep. So anyway, I'm really sorry, and Steve is a dedicated member of my committee. Thank you, Kathy, for bringing that up.
Any other discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? Okay, the ayes have it. Thank you, Pamela.